Yo, just a brief intro to this pod. I first met Matt Norman in the clubhouse at North Bristol Rugby Club. He was taller than me, scarier looking than me, and looked like an old school rugby coach. He's nothing of the sort. I'm fortunate enough to go and spend a bit of time with them at Kingswood, seeing the girls having fun, some of the coaching he does, half-time huddles with the opposition, girls rolling the dice, having tactical problems. So he invited me down to come and do a pod. I wanted to speak to the girls, speak to Matt. Matt avoided me, so we've got a bit of conversation with the girls, a bit of conversation with Nick, who's the main man behind setting the club up, and hope you enjoy it. Over and out. Rusty here in my car with Nick, Gabby and Kat. I've remembered three names. That's a good start for me. Kingswood Rugby Club, car park, living the dream. Just about to go and join in a session. So Matt Norman, who's been big on the Magic Academy over the years, has commandeered Nick to take his place and says, "You've got an amazing story. I can't wait to hear it." And Gabby and Kat from the girls who are playing tonight. So you girls are under 18?
Yes.
And you are training tonight with the under 15s?
Yeah, the ones that are moving up.
And the ones that are moving up, which is cool. And a 43-year-old man from Middlesbrough. How exciting is that? Hey? So thanks for coming on. Should we start with Nick? Just tell me, what's this amazing story I've heard?
There's nothing really amazing about it. It's just Matt really bigging stuff up. 5 years ago, we had some girls that had nowhere to go. They'd finished playing mixed rugby, and we decided to set up a girls section, and it's pretty much come on from there. And just because I was there at the start, I'm getting all the blame.
Nice. And no one. So when someone said, "Is there a volunteer?"
Yeah, that's...
You were the last person left standing.
Yeah, everybody else stood back and left me there.
Cool. And were you girls here at the start of that journey? Were you here stage?
I started when I was seven. I was playing with the boys, playing touch. And then I went off into contact. And then I went to the under-13 girls. And now in the under-18 girls.
Nice. And what was that like? What was the transition like?
It went quite smooth. So it was obviously a new team, so there weren't many people. But gradually we got more people, and then... it's been pretty decent so far.
So Nick's doing a good job, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Nice. And Gabby, your dad coaches, yes, which I'm excited to hear a bit about that. Were you same? So you were...
No, I joined at the start of under-13s because they said, like, there's not enough girls, people come and join. So I came and trained at first. Didn't really like it, but I stuck at it because I made loads of friends. I only stayed because of the friends, but now I actually like it.
And you're both, belying your ability, you're both really... I've seen you both play, and you're doing pretty well for yourself, so yeah. Stuff around county and all that kind of stuff as well. Mm. Well, why didn't you like it to start with? What was the stuff that was...
I think I was just scared of getting hurt, but then it doesn't actually hurt. I was just being stupid. It's fine.
Yeah, I see lots of parents that don't understand that actually our sport's quite scary. Especially if you're young and as you start to get a little bit more confident. Yeah. And what's the stuff you love about it? What's the best stuff about this place that Nick single-handedly created?
I like the environment. Yeah. It's, like, very friendly.
It's very open.
Yeah.
So we go to other clubs and some of them are just so horrible. And we're like, this is not what we're like. And all our girls, we all like each other. But then you see at other clubs, it's, like, very... clicky, like there's one group of girls who like each other, one who don't, and then even the coaches sort of don't seem that nice. But
what I've seen a lot of fist pumps already, if I'm honest. I saw some secret fist pumps, but I won't let anyone in on the secret. And last time I came down, you were actually playing with some of the teams and you were mixing up a little bit, and there was a dice and you were coming up with like tries that were worth more points, unless my eyes deceived me. Would that be typical? What's the cool stuff that your dad's doing?
We do a lot like that. Play noughts and crosses.
Yeah.
Two ball touch. We all love two ball touch.
What's two ball touch? I need to know more.
Everyone has a ball each, and then there's like the main ball as well, so you can pick which hand you offload from.
Nice. Strong. Yeah. Stolen. What are you thinking? What's the best stuff, Kat?
I quite like the noughts and crosses.
Yeah.
So, if there's been a good try that's been scored. Like, it could be through teamwork, and the person who scored that try would get a bib or a cone and go put it on the noughts and crosses grid.
Okay, so you have like a game next to the pitch, and if someone does, cool. What's the stuff you've noticed, Nick, over the years? So what's the stuff that, from when it started to where it is now, what's the stuff you're most proud of?
It's got to be the girls, really. I think they've created
oh,
the...
stop it.
No, literally, as coaches, all we can do is facilitate and give the girls our time and equipment, space, everything else they need. But they've created their own environment, their own learning environment. They've created the... We can't make you all friends. You embrace,
be friends as much as
you'd like them to. The girls just embrace new players in, and the club's just grown and grown. We started with 5 girls, and at the beginning of the season coming, we should have nearly 70. So
wow,
it's growing a little bit.
Strong,
but most of it is down to these guys.
Although I'm hearing Nick is the main man.
No.
So what do you do now? What does your remit look like now?
For the past couple of seasons, I've kind of stood back a little bit from the coaching and tried to look after all 3 teams. Tried to manage them as in fixtures and cancellations, stuff like that, and let the coaches coach.
Yeah.
I've missed the coaching, and I'm really looking forward to getting back into it next season. So
nice. And what have you noticed with Matt? What have you noticed that these girls are saying... You know, it's such a good environment. He's doing some cool stuff. What's that?
I just think the man's a freak of nature when it comes to rugby. I would hate to be his therapist because there's some crazy stuff in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and even the restarts and stuff.
What's the restarts? What's that? What's naughty stuff has he been doing there?
It's like situations. It'll be like it's England versus New Zealand, and then we'll choose what team we're on, and then.
Somebody will choose Wales.
Yeah.
And then everybody wants to swap
and
teams.
And then we sing the national anthem.
You sing the national anthem. That's enjoyable. Wow, hey, that's strong.
And then but, the other team does the haka, and then we start.
But the formalities out of the way.
Even at the start of games where you've got to get down in arm wrestle, and whoever wins the arm wrestle gets possession of the ball to start, and it's just some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But all the girls get behind each other, they cheer each other on. It's just a really good vibe.
I think I met your dad first at North Bristol, and I think I described him as when I chatted to him about his coaching, I was like, "You sound nothing like you look." So he's taller than me, he's balder than me, he looks tougher than me. He's a big man, isn't he? He looks like an old school, but actually the stuff that's going on, I'm hearing, is pretty new school. So today's session, I'm going to speak to you maybe during and after as well. What do you think I'm going to experience? What words do you think I'm going to use at the end of it to describe the session? I'm going to pick 3 words. What do you predict I'm going to choose? I'll go to Nick first. I'll let you guys have a think. 3 words that Rusty's going to use to describe his experience tonight.
It could be a little bit unpredictable because we're starting our transition.
Yep.
We've got the under-11s coming up to 13s, 13s going to 15s, and 15s going to 18s.
Nice, and that's really around connections. And
yeah, you start building bonds now. They'll start to meet their new coaches, their new teammates for next season, and start getting muddy together. So
cool. The girls are working out their words in the back.
Yeah,
I like it. So we've got unpredictable. What
unpredictable,
else?
Unpredictable. Fun. It's going to be a fun atmosphere.
Cool. Could you count how many times I smile?
Not without a clicker, mate.
It's going to be hundreds. There's 1, 2. Okay, so unpredictable fun.
And probably an experience that you'll be able to take away. It will be... I think you're going to see quite a few bits and pieces that you haven't seen before. So.
Nice, that's exciting. I'm always keen to learn.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say tiring. what are you thinking, girls, between you? 3 words.
Chaos. I think it'll be... Yeah.
Chaos. What does chaos mean?
We're just all over the place.
We're going to try things out.
Yeah, we just try things out.
Yeah.
Just so the first time I came down and watched you, you played, if you recall, you guys played with or against the boys.
Against the boys.
And you ended up coaching them. Yeah. And what was chaos for the boys was actually pretty relaxing for you.
Yeah.
So you were having to coach the boys to be deeper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was...
We don't do drill work, so in our sessions we don't, like, drill things in. Because
yeah. It's all they do. It's not really good.
All they do, I know.
Yeah, and then they just...
So the big moment for me was we pulled all the coaches in and I said, oh, what have you coaches noticed? And all the coaches of the boys went, the girls are more skillful than the boys. How's that happened? And you lot were like, well, we just train like this.
Yeah. Just play games.
Yeah. That's cool. So I'm here in chaos. It won't be chaotic for me. I'm a good ball player. But what else? What else? Two other words.
Creative.
Nice. Cool. What do you mean by that?
So, like, on the restarts, we'll be trying new things. Or, like, in a game, we'll be, like, doing switches. We'll be doing all different things.
Cool. So lots of different solutions to problems. That's cool. Yeah. I'm excited by that. So chaotic, creative. One more.
Quite fast.
Fast-paced, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything is fast for me these
days.
We do
everything fast.
Is it?
Yeah, because we don't like slow.
Mm. Nice. And does it transfer to games? Do you find that actually games feel quite easy?
Yeah. So when we play it fast, our hands are quite good.
Yeah.
So,
talk it up.
And our fitness gets better because we're
always running
faster.
Nice.
I don't think we stand still for more than 30 seconds.
Awesome. Right, well, let's get out there. Let's go and rip it up, yeah. So we are... This is exciting, girls, isn't it?
Post-session
with the girls on the pitch. So we've got Alice, Kyra, Katie... Yeah. Hi, girls, you all right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Glad you asked me a question. Well, tell me about the session, what was going on, what was happening. Love the way you pointed straight at Alice and went, Alice, you answer this one.
Well, it was the first time the 15s that are coming up next year came up with the 18s, so cool. We're all just getting to know each other and learning where everyone played.
Yep, cool. And how did that go, do you think?
Went really well. Really excited for next season, for everyone to come up and start working as a team.
It's cool, wasn't it? Yeah. I was trying to work out who was which age, but people were mingling pretty well, so I enjoyed that. It was only when you did the... contact stuff and certain people could only tackle certain people that I realised.
Yeah.
What were the best bits? What were your favourite bits of the session? What are you thinking? I'm gonna put some heat on you now, Katie. I'm gonna ask you the question directly.
When we played like full pitch, we had like all the space to attack in. Was my favourite thing, was attacking.
Nice, cool. I noticed that. And who did you say your favourite player is?
Zach Morrison.
Cool. So I'm gonna. Zach, we're gonna get you to do a video for Katie. We've got that covered. Strong. Kyra, what are you thinking? What was your best bit in the session? What was your favourite bit?
Probably when we split off and we were doing our own little thing and we were practicing on like the breakdown on the ruck.
Okay, so, I missed that bit. So was that? Oh, were you on this pitch? You were on that pitch? I wasn't concentrating. I was too busy. Okay. When we were lifting the ball off the floor,
yeah.
That bit, yeah. I was trying to kick at that point, not very successfully. And what was your best bit, Alice? What was their favourite bit?
Doing sort of the same as Kyra, smaller breakdown stuff.
Smaller
working
stuff.
In our small groups and sort of working on our intensity and our speed.
Nice. And who did you say your favourite player is?
Sarah Byrne.
Sarah's smashing it, isn't she? She's good, isn't she? She's really good. We'll get Sarah to do a little video for you. She's a great girl. She's class. Kyra, who's your favourite player? It's got to be someone I know. So I know Sarah. I know Zach. Who's it going to be?
Sam Underhill.
We'll get Sam to do a video for you as well. That's cool. We got it covered. We got them all covered. And what's the best stuff? So how come you girls seem to love rugby so much? What's the...
It's like rugby. It's just like family orientated. Like we all work for each other. And every time you get like, it's like life. If you go down, your friends come and help you get the ball back.
Nice.
My rugby friends are the people I know I could call in the middle of the night if I had an issue, and someone would come.
Yeah.
I should get you girls to come. You should work for the RFU, selling rugby to kids and parents, because we haven't teed that up. But I mean, is it that powerful? Is it so actually teammates is a significant part of this?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't play a game on your own. You have to have your teammates.
Nice. Class. And what about, and what are you thinking, what are your hopes for next season when this young lady starts to join the under 18s? What are you thinking about Alice joining?
I think it's sick because I played county with her
right
when I was in under 15s,
So I'm looking forward
back
to like,
in the day.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Looking forward to getting back.
That'll be cool. And what's the county stuff like? Has it been good? Is it enjoyable?
Yeah, really good.
I couldn't go for the season because I broke my collarbone. But
yeah. Oh, no.
Accident prone.
Yeah.
Accident prone.
No, this season was really good. Last season was really good. Definitely very different this season to last. But yeah, really good. Really nice. Enjoyable. Play, got a lot of game time, all of us. So yeah.
Cool. And you playing different positions. So you playing a bit at 15, a bit at 10.
Yeah, my favourite.
Nice. Love that. What positions you been playing, Cara?
Centre.
Anywhere else?
Sometimes number 8.
Oh, that's cool. I'm enjoying that. Bit of forwards, bit of backs. And Alice, what do you play multiple positions?
Number 1, number 3, flanker, number 9, occasionally.
You've got it covered.
Occasionally. Depends who the coach is, where I get slotted in.
And what about last stuff? So, obviously, I've connected a lot with Matt Norman over the years. And what's the... You probably haven't experienced his coaching as much, but what's the stuff that you girls have noticed about him as a coach?
He, like, doesn't give up on us. Like, if we're all chatting, he'll, like, let us have a little bit of chat, but then he'll get us right back into the game. Like, he knows the...
He knows us very well.
Yeah. I think he knows, like, when we need a little break, when we, like, when we start lacking in the game, he'll take us off for a break and then we'll come back even better. Like, nice. He knows when to,
like,
break us off.
Yeah, he makes the effort to, like, push us 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Any other stuff, any other cool stuff about Matt?
He is just really nice.
Yeah.
Generally
really
nice.
I thought you were going to say he's a
gentle
giant.
He is
a very gentle giant.
Yeah.
I think he's teaching that lady over there how to tackle.
My mum.
Is that your mum? Cool. Look, thanks so much, girls. I love your environment. It's a cool place to be.
Thank you.
I'm ashamed. I probably didn't show you how good I am at rugby. I was, you know,
you did.
I was keeping it.
I was
keeping it.
You kept up.
Thanks. Cool. Thanks a lot, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Class. So.